Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Montgomery. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Monty Montgomery. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kelly for the double play. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone takes first base on ball four. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. John Stone moves to third. Hairman moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley now playing center field. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Floyd moves to second. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and has Floyd trapped. There's the throw to Melton, who throws to Andrews, who tags Floyd for the out. Shaw moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Rojas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Montgomery covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. the Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Floyd applying the tag. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. One out. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-0 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Melton moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Rooker now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. the Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to second for the out. Rojas scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Piniella. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Piniella steals second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Terry Forster now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hovley is called out on strikes. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Andrews, who tags Piniella, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Qualls pinch hits for Terry Forster. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy juggles the ball. That's an error on Abernathy. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hovley. Allen reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. There goes Reichardt trying to get to home. Hovley throws the ball into Rojas, who relays the ball to Kirkpatrick, who tags Reichardt, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bart Johnson now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Floyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bergmeier for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schall moves to second. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hovley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.